And liberty listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, coming to you from Indiana, USA. Well, spent a lot of the day packing today, trying to get out of here with my bride. It's going to be a long week because we've got a lot to do and to pack and get ready to leave on Friday or Saturday this week. God willing, we'll be on the road. Say, need to ask our brothers and sisters out in the audience to pray for us. We've got a particular situation that's occurring right now. May sound a little strange to some of you, but if you have loved ones in your family with 4 feet, fur, feathers, or whatever, you may not think it's so strange, but we got a call at 12 o'clock last night, my bride and I, and answered the phone and found out that one of our two cockatoos, our dear children, my wife calls them, that we had to leave in Idaho in our little small 1977 single-wide mobile home under the care of a wonderful lady who's a sister of ours there. In the community, our Christian constitutional community, we got a call from her last night, and one of our cockatoos is very ill. And I know that you that have animals, probably some of them call them your babies too. Well, these are very much our babies, and we're very close to them. My children are grown. You know, I have 3 grown kids and 9 grandchildren. And so our babies today are our 2 little attack Yorkies and our 2 cockatoos and a couple big attack geese out in the yard and some rabbits and ducks and so forth. And that's our big family up there in Idaho. And we dearly love these 2 little cockatoos. They were both to come into our lives in a very strange way. And just real quick, I'll share with you that Precious, our big cockatoo, and if you've ever seen the movie Beretta, you know the white bird that Beretta, the cop show, used to have on television, is the type of bird we're talking about. And she's just fine. But our little cockatoo is having a lot of problems. We'll be right back and we'll go into a little more detail and then get on with the very important information we have to share with you tonight.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and just sharing a little bit with you and asking for your prayers for our little sneaky, our little cockatoo, who's on his way to the university at Pullman, Idaho, to have the experts there look at him. He was quite a gift from God to us in Phoenix, Arizona, about 20 years ago. He just came right down out of the sky and landed on my 2 acres there outside of Phoenix in South Phoenix. And I was looking outside one day, and I saw this big white bird, and he was pecking around on the ground, and I thought it was a white pigeon. And as I looked a little more, his head looked awfully big. And I told my bride, he's not a pigeon. That's not a pigeon. And I went outside and found him pecking on the ground, trying to find some kind of food. It was the dead of summer, about 115 degrees out there. And he couldn't find any food. And so I got a handful of corn and threw it out there. And he liked the corn that we fed to our ducks and geese there in Phoenix. And led him into a cage with some corn. He went in following the trail of corn into a cage and trapped him, and we've had him for about 20 years now, and he's just been a deer. He's just been a wonderful, wonderful, very intelligent little pet. If you know anything about cockatoos, you know they're people that have them describe them as a two-year-old, a perpetual two-year-old, and that's just about right. You know, they're a lot of fun. but they're very emotional, very family-oriented, and they like socializing. They need socialization or they get sick. And so Sneaky has been a real blessing to our family, and we all just love him. And Precious, the big cockatoo, like the Beretta bird, which is a little bigger than Sneaky, who's a golfing cockatoo. He's a little smaller, but he's all white. Precious, I was in a pet store after getting Sneaky into our lives for a couple years. We were in a pet store, and there was a big umbrella cockatoo sitting there, and she looked very, very bad. She looked very bad. And so I asked the shop owner, I said, "What's wrong with that cockatoo?" And he says, "Well, a man came in who had had her for 7 years and just sold her and walked out the door, and she hasn't eaten since. She refuses to eat." Well, cockatoos will bond with their master, their owner, and that bond is really strong. And so many times this kind of a problem occurs when the master is not around. And we sense that maybe Sneaky is having some of that problem because I've been gone and my wife's been gone for about 5 months this year, and this time for over 2 months. And he's very sad, for one thing, that we're gone, but he may have some other serious, more serious problem. But anyway, the little white cockatoo in the pet store came up to the cage and started cooing at me, climbing up the cage to where she could get near my voice. I was talking to her, and she started cooing. And here's what it sounded like. I still remember the sound. It sounded like this. Ooh, ooh, ooh. As if she was hurting, you know. And so I reached in, not very wise perhaps, but I reached in and started petting her on her beak, as I do the Sneaky bird at home, and started petting her under her beak. And she began to really, really act very strongly towards me. And the shop owner came up and said, "Man," he says, "I don't know what you've done, but she has not reacted like that to anybody in this place. And she won't eat, and we're just afraid we're going to lose her." And I said, "Well, she doesn't look good at all." I said, "What's the deal on her? Is it possible that I could take her home and try to get her to eat?" And he says, "Oh, yes." He says, "For sure." He says, "I'll make you a super deal on her. Well, if you folks know what cockatoos cost, you would know that a retired cop, even a cop that isn't retired at the time I had Sneaky and Precious, wasn't retired at that time. Cops can't afford these birds because they're like $800, $2,000, somewhere in that range. The golfing now, I think the Sneaky used to be about $800 back in those days, about 20 years ago, and they're probably up to $1,200 now, something like that. And Precious is probably up to $2,000, $2,500. And so I said, "Well, you'd have to make a very, very good deal to me." And so we ended up making payments to the shop owner and took Precious home to try to get her to eat and save her life. And it worked. And so we've had her for about 18 years and Sneaky for about 20 years. And so now little Sneaky's sick. And we're very concerned about him. He's throwing up white substance out of his mouth. And his chest is heaving. He's just acting very, very sick. And also, if you know anything about birds, when they fluff up their feathers and sit there on the cage with their feathers fluffed up, many of the times that spells sickness. And so my dear friend Carol, who's keeping Sneaky for us, or taking care of Sneaky and Precious there at our home, reported last night at 12 o'clock that he was not doing well. And so her and a good friend Bob drove him over today, just a few hours ago, to Pullman, Idaho, to the University of Pullman. And there's a bird experts over there. We had caught a eagle. A peregrine. I guess it was a peregrine up in the mountains there who was injured. The bird was injured and turned him over to the Game and Fish Department, and they took him over to this Pullman University to have his wing mended. And so they've got some good bird people over there, and they told him to take him over there right away because he needed to be fed antibiotics intravenously. And there's nobody I know that knows how to do that in our area up there in the Rocky Mountains on top of the mountain. So I would just ask folks, if you don't mind, I know there's a lot of things to pray for out there. I do know that. And our plate's full because my wife and I spend quite a bit of time daily praying for all of you and all of our friends and relatives that need prayer ourselves each day. But if you just remember a little sneaky, I would sure appreciate it. Carol and Bob are on their way in a car that's about a 1978 little station wagon. Heater doesn't work too good in it, and it's better than it. It's not on a wing and a prayer. It's really, I guess, a good little car, but that's a long way for that car to make it up and down the mountain. So if you wouldn't mind praying for Carol and Bob that they will be able to stay on the road and get Sneaky to some care, I would appreciate it, folks, very, very much. We're real concerned because Angie and I didn't like leaving our birds behind, but what are you going to do? They're in some pretty big cages. They're in the living room, and there was no way that we could drive them down to Indiana. So against our wishes, we had to leave them behind. And so anyway, I'll get on with the program here, and thank you for putting up with my diatribe here about my pets. But we do love the little gifts that God has given us, as I know many of you out there do too. Okay, want to talk to you about a subject here that is on the minds of many police officers and soldiers today. You know, we have two police and military associations up in the Rocky Mountains that I work as a volunteer for and have for 25 years this year, this new year, and as a volunteer. And we discuss things all the time among ourselves as we study and research and investigate what is truly going on behind the scenes in our military, law enforcement, and our government in general. And we have very deep concerns about our psy warfare organizations in the military and also in the CIA and the NSA. And these are organizations, folks, that go out and commit terrorist acts, go out and commit bombings and assassinations and so forth, and blame it on the other guy. This is some of the things they do. Now, they also hand out handbills and misdirect and misguide people. They try to manipulate the brains of the citizens in the countries that they want to overthrow the government and replace it with another government. They will do things, commit crimes and activities that will destroy the reputation of a government leader. A good one would be president down in, where is it down there? The one that the president is supposed to go down and have assassinated. Oh, not Panama. Can't think of it right now. Not El Salvador, but it'll come to me in a minute. I think you know who I mean. But anyway, we have groups within our government that go out and bring governments down, try to topple governments and individuals that are a threat to the international crime families that control our nation. And this is not new to this program. We've talked about this quite a bit. We know that the Oklahoma City bombing was done on purpose by people deep in our government. We know that the first World War our first World Trade Center bombing was on purpose. We'll be right back with more.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold. A $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold. Delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134. Or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm not rambling. I'm going to get to a point here in just a minute, folks, but I'm kind of setting this up so you understand what I'm talking about. We police and military have known for years, actually known some of the people that worked in these units that would go and assassinate leaders of political parties in other nations and all, and blame it on their opposition and get it in the newspapers and topple leaders and governments by doing these things and blowing up things here and there. And, of course, we know, and we've discussed it on our program many times, that our police and military association have the proof to prove that Oklahoma City building was blown up from inside, no doubt about it. We have the proof to prove, actually, even audio tapes with the FBI handler of an undercover agent that worked in the Arab group, or Saudi Arabian group, I forget which it was, that blew up the World Trade Center the first time. And the FBI was supposed to change the powder to a non-explosive powder and told their snitch inside that they were going to do that, and they allowed it to happen on purpose. I mean, this is all set up on purpose to pass draconian laws in the United States, like the second World Trade or the Oklahoma City bombing allowed them to pass the first real totalitarian type anti-terrorism bill that would not have passed had they not had the Oklahoma City building blown up, and then come right along behind that and blew up the World Trade Center the first time, and they passed the anti-terrorism bill, which was completely unconstitutional. It removed a lot of our freedoms. And then, of course, we know and can prove that the second World Trade Center bombing that actually brought it down with explosives from inside that were planted inside, just like in the Oklahoma City building, it was planted inside to bring the building down. Same with the World Trade Center and the Pentagon bombings. This was all an inside job. And we published a whole police and military publication on that event to prove to anybody out there that would be willing to read it, the evidence, to show the evidence to prove that our government was complicit in the bombing of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. And so the point I'm getting to is this. And by the way, thanks to Paul, our producer here, he mentioned the name I couldn't think of. I had a mental block against Hugo Chavez, Venezuelan president, okay, who's the one that the Bush crime family is going to execute or going to try to assassinate or probably blow him up and blame it on the Iranians or the Syrians, because they have to have some terrorism here to blame on the Iranians and Syrians so that we can go in there and blow up that country and take it over for the oil and for the international crime lords of Israel and for the billions and billions of bucks to rebuild it that the Bush crime family and their friends are invested in. You know, the big companies, big corporations, Carlyle Group, Bechtel and Halliburton and so forth. And so we have these organizations deeply embedded in our government, both inside the military and outside the military, to blow up things in Iraq, to assassinate people in Iraq, and blame it on the horrible Arabs and Muslims over there. And this has been going on. We have the proof to show you and have talked about it on the air of the British being caught just about 4 months ago, British undercover special forces agents being caught shooting police officers and carrying bombs and explosives, and they're all dressed like Arabs. They're dressed like insurgents, these British SAS officers. And so we know this is going on, and my point is this. Our police and military have been discussing this poor little girl, Miss Carol. I forget her first name, that's been captured for a week now by allegedly those evil Arabs, okay? But the problem with this story is everybody we talk to tells us that she has been a friend for 2 years of the Muslims and the Arabs and the Iraqis in telling the truth about the Bush crime family and our occupation over there and telling much of the truth. Now, not the whole truth and all the truth, but she's been a very good friend of the Muslims, and they know that. That's why you see the Muslim leaders speaking out about her release. Well, folks, we just want to remind you, not all things are the way that we're told they are by the control media in America. The Fox Republican news station CNN, Communist News Network, and ABC and CBS and so forth are all controlled by these international crime families. And so we're not hearing all the truth about the capturing of Miss Carol. Her last name is Carol, and she is a friend of the Arabs and the Muslims. And if she ends up being killed, we know that this is not the Arabs that did that. So just watch, folks. She hasn't been heard from now for several days, and we're very concerned about her. We've been praying for her that she would be released, but there is silence. And so we're afraid that she might have been snatched by one of these psyops groups that may very well kill her. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals?
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Jack McGlam program, folks, and we're just talking here about the little girl, Miss Carol, who's been captive over there now for over a week, and the strong possibility, according to the Arab groups we've communicated with at our two police and military associations, nobody knows who this Arab group is that snatched her, and the name nobody's ever heard, the name that they've given to the group. And so there's a strong possibility, being she's a friend of the Muslim people, that she's been snatched by one of these Psy War organizations, PSYOP groups within the CIA, NSA, or our military, to have us, our hearts tore out by watching her cute little face on television and go for a week or more, and then her be horribly mutilated and killed, and it'd be blamed on the insurgents. This is a type of thing our PSYOPs groups do, among other things. And so we're very concerned for her, because if she does die, we want you to know that almost 100% you can count on it not being Arabs and Muslims that killed her. because she's well loved and liked among the Muslim people there, because she's been a voice for them, and there's not many voices for them there. But there's a good reason to have her taken out by our PSYOPs groups, because she has been a friend and a voice for the Muslims there that are against the occupation of their land by these international crime lords like the Bush crime family. So enough said about that, but just pray for Miss Carol that somehow God will be with her, and it would be nice, but it's highly unlikely that she's been snatched by a Muslim group, or they would have released her by now and probably would never have snatched her, kidnapped her. Okay, so she really, truly does need our prayers. Take you now into Iraq. I want to take you into Iraq a little bit, because we're constantly over there, and our military is acting on orders to create more insurgents. This is what they call them. Actually, that's a name that our government gives the fighters, for you and I to be misdirected and to believe that these are foreigners coming into Iraq to fight the Americans. This very fuzzy group called Al-Qaeda that used to be a CIA front, and many of us believe it's still a CIA operation. Al-Qaeda, there's no way for you to prove Al-Qaeda even exists. Yes, Bin Laden tapes come out once in a while, and these Bin Laden tapes are suspect themselves, because Bin Laden's been a business partner with the Bush crime family and others for several decades, for a number of decades. He's been a business partner, the Bin Laden family, and still is today, which the Bush crime family. And so it's really a sticky wicket, folks, that it is mentally very difficult to keep up with who's on first, okay, and who's doing what to who, because of the PSYOPs organizations there twisting and turning and making it very complicated to figure out. That's what we do here at our two police and military associations, try to figure out what is truly going on and who's really committing these terrorist crimes. And many times we find that they are not Arabs whatsoever. And so we find that the government's purpose, is the controllers of our governments, and keep in mind when I mention the Israeli government, the Mossad, we're not talking about the Israeli people, the Jewish people. We're talking about the evil crime families that control the Israeli government, the Zionist, atheist, communist that control that government, that is part of the international cabal, just like the Bush crime family is in America, and the Tony Blair crime family in England are all part of this international criminal cabal that's trying to work to set up this Antichrist world government system. That's who we're talking about. So we're not talking about the Jews, we're not talking about the American people or the British people, because most of them have no idea what is going on in their own country, as you know. But this is coming from a town that has once again been purposely turned against the American soldiers. This is going on purpose, folks. They continue to turn the good Arab and Muslim communities against the Americans so that they can cause more bloodshed and for us to hate and hate and hate the Muslim and Iraqi people and any Arabs out there. Their point is, the PSYOPs organizations, is to cause us to hate all Muslims and all Arabs everywhere, because they want us to let them kill them all and get them involved in a large world war in the very near future. And they can't do it unless you and I hate them so badly that we will allow our government to go to war with all the Arabs everywhere, especially take over the whole Middle East and put in install these puppet governments. So here we have another town that's been turned against the American soldiers. Once again, this is happening all over Iraq. We go to the Inter Press Service, Dar Jamal, and Akin Harm is speaking here in a new little community called Sinia, a town 20 kilometers north of Baghdad, and the people there are very angry about a six-mile-long wall constructed by U.S. military to check attacks by rebels. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? A Mr. Fahd, Al-Mohandis, told the Inter Press Service over there, our city has become a battlefield. He's a 35-year-old engineer, Mr. Fahd Mohandas. And he says, at a checkpoint on the outskirts of the city, he told the press, because they couldn't come in to the area, and he continues to say, so many of our houses have been bulldozed and destroyed by the Americans, and the Americans are now placing landmines in our children's play areas, and where they think there might be fighters, even though most of the time it is near our homes where innocent people dwell. Soldiers of the 101st Airborne Division have been coming under heavy attack, nearly daily attack from roadside bombs, and we know about that. Not through our media, because they're not telling us all the roadside bombs and the deaths that are going on to our soldiers, folks. We have to dig it out of the foreign press that talks about how many of our soldiers are dying and what we're not hearing about in America. We're hearing about a few, but we're not hearing about all of them. Mr. Fahd said that the U.S. military was now enforcing a curfew at 5 o'clock p.m. Now, this is when many people are coming home from work and they have to go to work. Well, he said there's so many explosions occurring now, they're terrifying our children. And he doesn't say what those are, okay? So we don't know what he's talking about there. Maybe some of these landmines are blowing up and their children are blowing up, but he doesn't say that. Mr. Fahd said the U.S. military was now enforcing a curfew, and the U.S. military began to use bulldozers to bulldoze their houses January 7th and to build a large sand barrier around the town in an effort to isolate fighters, allegedly to isolate fighters, who have been attacking U.S. patrols. Oil pipelines from the area, which lead to Turkey, have been regularly sabotaged by resistance groups. The drastic measures being taken have enraged all of the 3,000 residents of our town. They think by these measures they can stop the resistance. Amir, a 43-year-old clerk at a nearby oil refinery, told IPS, the Inter Press Service. But the Americans are creating more resistance and more rebels by doing these things. The resistance will not stop attacking the Americans unless they pull out of our country. You see what I mean, folks? This is not accidental. We are stirring up these Arabs so that there is more death and destruction to our brothers and sisters, our sons and daughters, and they're being used as cannon fodder to promote a political scheme to cause you and I, as more and more of our soldiers die and get blown up and be sent home with no arms and legs and no eyes, and sitting in wheelchairs. As I go to the VA hospital, I see some of these people there, these young people, very young people. And it's to anger you and me to where we hate all Arabs, and that will allow the Bush crime family to go in and bomb all the other nations over there and take over their natural resources, their oil, make billions and billions of dollars off reconstruction for the organizations, the businesses, the corporation that the Bush crime family and their cronies own and control, and turn these lands, many of these lands, over to the control of the international crime lords that control Israel, the Israeli government. And so this is what it's about, folks, and it's very sad, but we just have to protest this war, because it makes no sense that we go in and we bulldoze these homes and turn 3,000 residents of this community, this town, against our soldiers. And guess what? They become a part of the resistance. We know this as soldiers. We know this is happening because we've been told Not that we're too stupid to know without being told, but we're told by the Israeli people themselves that if you keep flying over and dropping bombs and rockets on our homes like we just did just a few days ago, allegedly to kill four or five Al-Qaeda members, and remember, there's no proof Al-Qaeda even exists. There is no proof. You know, it could still be a CIA operation to convince you and I that something called Al-Qaeda is out there, and it's the boogeyman, and it's going to come get us, just like allegedly they lied and said that the Al-Qaeda blew up the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Not true. So here we hear from a few more family members there in Sinia, Iraq, just 200 kilometers north of Baghdad, and 3,000 residents that have now turned against the American soldiers. Folks, I'm concerned because your children and my children are there. My son is back there in Iraq. Just as of last week, he arrived again for his second tour. And some of your relatives are there, and a lot more of our loved ones are going to be there, folks, when the Bush crime family and his criminal cronies pull off the next terrorist attack on America to allow him to go in and crush Iran now and Syria and take over their land. And so it just angers me very, very much, but we need to get the word out to our loved ones that this is going on and is happening on purpose now. The way to prove it to people is I'd like you to write in to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and get a copy of that newsletter, and I'm looking for it right now. I hope I can put my hand on it. Things are really kind of hectic here right now because we're packing to leave, so I may not be able. Here it is. Praise the Lord. I just put my hand on it. The Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter that will prove to any relative out there, you have hard-headed relatives like I do and friends who laugh at you and think you're crazy by suggesting that the evil leaders in America are so evil that they would actually cause terrorism attacks on America to push political programs. You need to have a copy of our Spring 2002 Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, all right? Put out by police and military, describing the facts and the information that we had way back in 2002 to prove that our government was complicit in the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. So please send a letter in. If you would send in $3, appreciate that very much. Just don't write a check, just $3 in an envelope. So that we volunteer police and soldiers and people in the private sector that work with us can mail out this very important publication to you. It's a 20-page police and military newsletter, and it lays it all out. And when you read this, and any relatives or friends, associates read this publication, they cannot truthfully come away and say, absolutely ridiculous. Our government was not involved. They can't do that any longer, okay? So it is the Spring 2002 Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Write into us, folks. We need to open the minds and hearts of more Americans as fast as we can to the truth that our government is involved in blowing up Americans to push a political agenda of these internationalists. Here's the address, folks. Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Don't write all of that on the envelope. Just simply put capital A, the and sign, and another capital A. So on your envelope, you'll just have A and A. And on a money order, well, for $3, I hope you'll just send cash and won't send money order or checks for $3, folks. We won't buy hamburgers with it. We're all volunteers. We don't get paid. We use it to pay the postage on sending you the publication and paying the printing of these publications. We need the $3. And if you want to send more, fine. And if you can't send anything, fine. We'll send it out to you anyway. If you don't have $3, we'll send it out from you, for you, and Carol or me or some others will get the $3 out of our own pocket and pay for the postage for you. That's what we do. Our goal is not money. Our goal is just to get the job done, okay? So write to this address, A&A, on the envelope, HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. And let's get this information out far and wide, folks. We have to awaken more people. It is happening. Praise God. More people are waking up now than ever before to the truth of these international crime cabals that have control of our government. But we need to move even more rapidly. Praise God for Republic Broadcasting Network for being there to allow us to use mass communications. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Well, folks, I was just talking about more and more people waking up. And we have a Duke University professor, who is very skeptical, there you go, boy, I'm having trouble tonight, of the Bin Laden tape. He says he thinks Bin Laden is dead, and he has great doubts about the tape. Praise the Lord, he's starting to think. And he goes on describing that there's nothing in the Quran, in Al-Qaeda, the great Al-Qaeda leader's diatribe this time, Bin Laden, and he goes on, and he's really in doubt that Bin Laden actually made this tape. And, of course, that is good. We should verify these things and not just believe what we're told. Isn't it interesting that he's helping Bush out? Bush is ensnarled in this spying on America thing and other problems, and all of a sudden a new Bin Laden tape comes out to exonerate Bush. Okay, isn't it convenient that Bin Laden would send that in? Well, let's go right now real quick before the end of the program to our friend Hartwell in Louisiana. Hartwell, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack. The reason I'm calling is because of you speaking about the video, the sheriff, the powers and responsibilities
yes.
of the elected peacekeeping officers.
That's right, yeah.
I was excited to order a couple of those because I wanted my sheriff to get one, and, of course, I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and after watching it, I realized it brought back old memories because I'm 62 years old, and in high school, my teacher explained the same thing, that the sheriff has the powers.
That's right.
Okay? Now, the reason that I wanted my sheriff to get a copy of this is because about 6-7 weeks before Hurricane Katrina, I went to him and I asked him if a couple of agents, federal agents, would go into his office and tell him, look, to make the people safe, we have to disarm all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it? And he didn't want to answer it, but finally he did, and he answered it with a complete answer.
Yeah.
And paraphrasing it, it sounded something like, yes, I would go from door to door and confiscate all firearms if federal agents would tell me to do so.
He's going to have a...
This is kind of scary.
This is, brother.
And this is before Hurricane Katrina.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, what happened in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina shows that we're really living in perilous times.
Very true. Yes. Well, Hartwell, thanks for sharing that, my brother. And we are going to tomorrow, I should have done it tonight, thank a number of people who are buying our sheriff's video, Hartwell, and putting it in the hands of our police out there, our sheriffs out there. And so I think tomorrow night I've got a note here to share that with you. And, Hartwell, I want to thank you for what you do, brother, okay?
Thank you for the
thank
video.
Thank you.
Very
All right.
Appreciate it. May
well, God bless you. Thank you. Working together, we can get this thing done, awaken our sheriffs to their duties, responsibility, and jurisdiction, that they are the top law enforcement people in the county, folks. And if federal agents come in there and want to do things immoral and unlawful, and unconstitutional, the sheriff has the power and the duty and jurisdiction to say no. And so they have to see this video. And I'll put that on top of the pile, so tomorrow we'll go into that. Hartwell, thanks for reminding me of that, brother. And thanks for all you're doing down in your part of Louisiana. Awaken the people. All right. God bless you. And, folks, that's it for tonight. Hear the music there. And looking forward to being back with you tomorrow night. And I pray that you and your family are doing well. We will pray for you again tonight, all of our brothers and sisters out there. And just don't forget, folks, that this old cop and his bride, Angela, 22-year military veteran, truly does love you, America. We truly do. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.